You guys, paradise is back. We've all waited for this year's highly anticipated season that promises to be, yes, you guessed it, the most dramatic season ever and is already the most scandalous season ever. We have two special guests to help us recap the season right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Almost paradise.
Yes, you guys. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this has been the most scandalous season of Paradise so far, and it just started. I'm your host, Christina Zias. We are here to recap Bachelor in Paradise, and with me I have, to the left.
Hey, guys. It's Christina Alexis. You can find me on social media at Christine Bean with three E's. So hyped to be recapping Paradise with you guys.
Hey, guys. I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
And you guys, we have two very special guests. They are Paradise veterans, Vinny Ventura and Daniel McGuire. You guys, welcome to LA. Welcome to AfterBuzz Studios.
Thanks for having us.
Are you guys having fun in LA so far?
Yes.
Yeah, we've been busy.
We've been a little media tour.
I know you guys have.
Yeah. The best for last today.
You guys had a busy day, right?
Yeah.
It's been good.
Premiere, all that.
You guys, for us, we all screen and watch the episodes together. So the best part is having guests on the show to screen it with us. So I wish you guys could have been there watching their reactions to everything.
Man, you don't want to see my reaction.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I think they do.
They definitely do. Okay, you guys. So this has been a weird, I think, first two episodes, right? I feel like we could almost like forget about last night's episode. Why
100%.
Did it even happen?
Yeah, I agree.
So let's get into it from tonight. We obviously started with Counselor Chris. I felt like he was Mr. Belding.
Yes.
I felt like he was everyone's therapist. And it was such an interesting interaction with the contestants, I guess, because I feel like they were there explaining to America everything that was going on. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was imperative that they got that whole conversation on camera, because this seems like something they could have discussed in private, but I think they wanted the cast reaction and for America to see that everyone was on the same page, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm happy they did the sit down as opposed to just like having them talk about it like, oh, we're just back to paradise and talking about it casually. I think it was nice that, you know, it was a weird situation. So because of it, they had a special sit down that they haven't done before and it felt appropriate for what happened.
Especially with the questions that they asked.
Right. Okay, Vinny, you were actually there.
Yes.
So you were there for the scandal that went down and then you came back to paradise. Do you think the whole situation was handled correctly when you guys came back?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why I did come back and, you know, didn't bat an eyelash, because it was handled right. You know, they stayed on top of us making sure that we were okay, because we were getting harassed by, you know, tabloids and TMZ and stuff like that. You know, and I knew once we got back something had to be addressed, and that's why, you know, what you saw. And it was good that we did that, because, you know, it showed that, like, even like Raven said, she had a similar situation, so it turned that whole negative aura into something positive. And, you know, as you saw, we addressed it and we moved on.
I understand that, but I feel like as a fan of the show and as someone who's reading all the tabloids, I feel like there were still, like, a lot of unanswered questions as to what exactly
happened. I mean, even for me being there, still, you know, I wasn't there witnessing what happened. I think it got very blown out of proportion. You know, even watching it back, I'm surprised that there was nothing a little more risque, you know.
Showing.
It was just like, oh, okay, you know.
So when you were there in Paradise, can you kind of take us through the events of, I guess, the first couple days that led to the whole Corinne DeMaria situation?
Right. So that whole thing happened the first night. I think the first night on every show that we've ever been on is always the most nerve-wracking. So, you know, you are drinking to kind of calm your nerves. So that did happen. A couple days went by. I think maybe it was 2 days. And then we go to have our first rose ceremony. And we're sitting in the Rose Palapa, you know, and Chris comes down and tells us, like, you know, here's the cocktail hour. So we're all, you know, chit-chatting, doing our thing, you know, fourth quarter, everybody's like trying to fight for their rose. And then Chris, you know, tells us that we have to shut production down. Like, it was really weird. Like, no one saw it coming. And then everybody was like, what happened? What happened? Like, literally what you saw is what happened. And, you know, like you said, there's still unanswered stuff about it.
I mean, Renee and I did a whole special on this, and actually, Daniel, you know, you Skyped in with us, which we really appreciate. It's just so interesting because this was such a huge deal, and really, I think Raven might have mentioned it. Like, was it all blown out of proportion
100%,
by the media?
100%, it was blown out of proportion by everyone. And that's why they continued filming, because nothing happened. You know, there was just, I'm guessing it was just a hookup. And, you know, a producer maybe didn't like it, thought it was maybe too much, and that's it. So, I mean, I kind of getting tired of talking about it already, that, you know,
yeah.
that, you know, let's carry on, let's get it on to the good stuff, let's get it on to the relationships and everything else that happened, you know. Obviously, they want to talk about it and address it and, you know, it brings in more viewers potentially, because they're like, oh, what actually happened? But, you know, everyone's kind of, I mean, I'm already tired of it and I want to get to the good stuff.
I mean, you kind of knew that it was going to get picked apart and blown up because it's a reality show and media is just like, in their eyes, that we have no credibility because we're reality stars.
And they probably think, yeah, we're lying.
And we're on a show where people are hooking up and it's disingenuous and it's not right and it's fake. So for something like that to even, for people to speculate, you know, like the big picture is like, was somebody raped on Paradise? And they just ran with it. I mean, I don't blame them, but
yeah,
it wasn't as crazy as people thought it was.
I guess when it's just what threw the viewers through the loop is when you're hearing someone like say they're a victim and considering like, if they are lying, like how much that would affect other victims coming forward. So you want to believe them, but then you're hearing all this other stuff and it's like, no one knows the truth. You can only be like, well, whose side do I take? And it became very complicated really quick.
It's a dicey issue, like in real life. So to see it play out on everyone's favorite TV show, obviously the lens is on you guys, how you're reacting, what you're doing. I mean, Raven kind of spoke to it a bit in that circle about how people were attacking you guys on social media and,
right.
you know, the fact that some of the girls unfollowed Corinne and them
yeah.
kind of just reading into those little things and trying to pit, you know, who was on whose side. I can imagine the immense amount of pressure that you guys were under, and I don't envy you at all.
No, I mean, but, I mean, in the end, you know, nobody was at fault. Like,
yeah.
they made it clear that it wasn't Corinne complaining, it wasn't DeMario complaining, it was somebody outside looking in that was like, I don't like what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, even just going back to that, with a lot of fans trying to, you know, make people take sides and saying that the girl, like, did you guys feel, like, better coming back that Corinne and DeMario didn't return? Did you think that would bring more drama? Were you okay with the situation at that point? Because they decided not to come back.
I think it would have been, like, a big elephant in the room if they came back.
I think they would have felt uneasy, you know, because it would have been, like, all eyes on DeMario, all
mm-hmm.
eyes on Corinne. And they probably wouldn't be able to be themselves.
Yeah.
I think it would have been a little awkward. So I think they did the best thing by not coming back.
For sure.
People in the chat roll, and you guys, thank you in the chat roll for tuning in. Everyone is just saying that they think that the situation was handled very well tonight on the air because
yes.
they talked about
mm-hmm.
consent, they talked about race, they did tackle
yes.
these big issues.
It almost
issues.
Seemed like it was like an educational thing. Like
it,
I felt
yeah.
like
it was.
I felt like I was watching like, you know, a teacher talking to a bunch of high school students or grade, you know, elementary school students where this is what you do, this is not allowed, and yada, yada, these are the rules. And it almost seemed, it seemed like a little bit too much, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, I guess it had to be done.
And it needs to happen, and it did, and it was addressed perfectly the way that I thought it should be.
And I think more than anything, I think it's just great that the cast members definitely shined light on both Corinne and DeMario
yes.
and kind of
yes.
didn't fault them either.
Right?
And
yep.
it was just
yeah.
all around positive.
I agree.
And that's what Paradise is about. I mean, this is like summer vacation. My gosh, I think, I mean, come on. Falling in love during your summer vacation is the best thing ever. And
yeah.
it's definitely possible. I've been in like Cancun for a week and people are like, I'm in love. That's happened
yeah,
to everyone.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you guys are obviously, like we said, both veterans. What made you decide to come back this season?
It's basically a kind of a why not sort of thing. You know, hang out on the beach, hang out with friends, you know, make people laugh on TV, have another experience, just all the reasons. Then, and also being a single guy, potentially finding a girlfriend or, you know,
oh yeah, that
fiance.
Oh,
that part.
The love part.
Well, I mean, you know what? Listen, I'm not going to bullshit you and say, "Oh, I'm only going out for love." You know, I'm not going to say that because that's nonsense. When people say that, you know, it's just complete lies. People go on there; they have boyfriends. They're going on the show. Obviously, they're going for fame and followers. Bottom line.
Ooh, you said this when we did our little scandal
yeah.
Coverage that we found out because of the way things played out that a lot of the girls did have boyfriends who were going on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it must be crazy going back into it, knowing that, okay, you guys had like a week or two off from filming.
Yeah, that could have been your like scapegoat to get out.
Yeah, right. Get out of there. Yeah.
So, okay. What
but
was,
nah, like, you know, little Tommy, stay on the sideline. I'm going to go hoe it up on the beach for a couple weeks.
So who do you
and get some followers.
I'm not saying any names. I'm just saying.
Well, no, but like, can you say some names? Like, who do you think had a boyfriend who came back in?
I don't know. What do you think?
Oh my gosh! Don't I?
There were speculations.
Know.
Of, there were speculations of a couple people that had somebody back home. Well, I mean, obviously, Corinne. There were, you know, there was
Corinne
pictures of Corinne and her
one.
Boyfriend.
Yeah. But it's funny that she said right to Chris right away. I know I don't have a boyfriend. It's like you're lying.
I thought that was crazy.
I was like, are you kidding me? You lied and right to Chris? Come on.
Well, it's funny that they
she was
cast
the only
her
one.
Knowing she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, that was
obviously
asked.
They asked.
And then she
her.
Says no.
Yeah, you're right. She was the only one that was asked. So why would she be asked? Yeah.
She because also didn't look at him when she answered.
No. Should have been clear indication she was lying.
Yeah.
So, okay, at least what we've heard in the past is that contestants are asked to choose a few people who they want to see in Paradise.
Yeah, it's usually like that.
Daniel, who did you choose? Who did you say you want to see in Paradise?
Oh,
who are you excited about?
Me, bro.
Yeah, maybe Vinny, you know, because I know Vinny is not going to break my heart, right?
Lacey?
To be honest, I can't remember. I think Lacey might have been one of them, yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because
Lacey got like no airtime on Nick's season.
Well, I met her last fall, and okay. She seemed like a cool girl.
Ooh. You were okay. Definitely on her list.
Yeah, for tonight's episode. Yeah.
Daniel, save me.
To be honest, I can't remember because I didn't. It's always hard to know, you know, what the girls really like just from seeing them on TV.
Yeah.
Depending on their edit, depending on how they want to portray themselves. You know, I could go on to any reality show and play. Oh, I'm going to be the biggest idiot. And that's how I'm going to be portrayed, but I'm not really like that just because I want to play like that or whatever, you know.
Vinny, who did you want to see?
Going on these shows, the main thing, like Daniel said, is I don't want the experience. I want to have fun, you know. And somebody that I kept saying that I want to meet was Alexis. I knew she would have a great personality, both from the Northeast. And who else did I say?
Daniel.
I thought Raven was pretty, you know, and I thought she's very sarcastic, and I liked that about her. And Corinne, too. You know, I've hung out with Corinne outside of the show. And, you know, she was somebody that I knew that I could have a good time with.
Just so you know, Daniel said he wanted to meet Alexis, too.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a while back. Because then I started learning more about her, and then I wasn't interested.
I mean, we're interested in seeing everybody. We watch the show
exactly.
Just as much
it's
as everybody else.
Right. Give everyone a fair chance, but, never.
I was excited to meet Dean, you know. Handsome guy.
I feel like everyone wanted to meet Deanie Babies. And I feel like Dean, oh my gosh. First of all, I was shocked that he was one of the first people to walk into Paradise. Because especially since he was on Rachel's season, I thought he would have walked in a little bit later. But no, he was number two. And I feel like all the girls were after Dean.
Yeah. I mean, he's Dean.
He's Dean.
Dean. I'm like, no, you know, I like Dean. But like I was saying before, these two episodes, I saw a different side of Dean that I'm not really fond of.
Well, the thing is, everyone sees, like, this side of Dean or, you know, or any side of someone on TV, but then you don't really see all sides of the person, right?
Of course.
And the more TV you do, then, you know, depending on how they are, like, the more it might be real. But again, you got to realize it is TV. So now watching the last two episodes and seeing how Dean is, like, I was there and I hung around with Dean, so I know what he was
really
more
like.
But what do you think? What do you think America's problem with him would be with last night's episode or tonight's episode? Because what he just
I don't necessarily like have a problem.
Yeah.
I just like he was just this golden boy, you know. So to see him being so like cut and dry and being
very straightforward,
which is what I think the platform of Paradise gives you a chance to be more candid, was just surprising for me.
I think what it showed, to be honest, like what I got out of it. I know they had chemistry in the beginning, but I got a guy that like wasn't that into Christina.
Yeah, it showed that he wasn't maybe that into her, that he didn't care.
Yeah.
It showed that he didn't care, that he didn't know how to communicate it as well. Mm-hmm. Kind of just like, man, I don't like, almost like too cool. That's the way it kind of seemed like, you know?
He was definitely very cold, and I think that this is probably shocking to America because his handle's Deanie Babies. Like, everyone thinks of him as this, like, little schoolboy, giddy kid, and that's how he was portrayed on Rachel's season. And he was always laughing and smiling, and he felt very vulnerable. So to see him kind of, like, being the one hurting someone else. Yeah,
like he was
cool
bothered
by
it. Yeah.
So, okay, these are the people that are in Paradise right now. I had all my notes on my laptop and died, but whatever. Okay, so we have Raven, Dean, Christina, Danielle M., Benzie, who, by the way, I think is, like, the most underrated guy, Iggy, Jasmine, Jack Stone, Alexis.
Jack Stone.
Derek, who's from JoJo season, Alex from JoJo season, Corinne. Yeah. But, you know, you're also on Paradise.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, everyone knows you.
Yeah,
we
know.
Don't even
know
you.
Yeah, you know.
Lace, Vinny, Diggy, Matt, who's the Penguin, and also the biggest mystery from Rachel's season. Like, why was she crying about him? We'll find out. St. Nick from JoJo season, Amanda, Taylor, and Robbie. So right away, we see people coupling up.
Yes.
So we have Dean and Christina, who we learned went home to Kentucky.
That's like, crazy. That's crazy. That's huge.
That really
but
is.
What's crazy is that they go home together, and then he kind of is like cold in that
That's
scene.
That's why it's so surprising.
That was, like, that was a little strange.
And like not communicating and like either say yes or no sort of thing or like, I don't know, it seemed really weird.
It was
but
just...
You learn a lot about people on road trips. Perhaps he learned he wasn't as interested as he originally thought. And then he gets there, and then what do you do? Right. You're like stuck together, and you're like,
And then you come back, and you're like, damn it. Like, I want to see who else is here. And now you feel forced to fall in love with this person.
Like, what was that road trip even like? Like, what were they talking about? I want to know, because they could, she couldn't get two words out of
the
guy.
Yeah, she's like,
honestly.
You never talk. She's, well, she said, you never talk. Like, he's not, he doesn't.
And it was interesting. I think
it's probably more of a sexual thing, you know, or like a... kind of like a...
Like attraction.
Attraction. Quick little... What is it called? Where you're like...
Infatuation.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, they both had good edits sort of thing on TV, so...
That's true.
Well, what I thought was really interesting is in the first episode, last night's episode, all Dean kept talking about was how they both had difficult family situations. And part of me was like, this guy needs to see a family therapist. Like, I feel bad for him that he's doing this on TV. But clearly, like, that's definitely, he saw something, like, that's what he saw in Christina. Like, besides, she's beautiful and really cute. Like, she had something that he can relate to, and that was, like, a tough family life.
But the thing is, what's kind of crazy is, like, people talk about his family, but they don't know about anyone else's family. Like, what about me and my dad? Like, my dad's a quadriplegic. I've looked after him for 4 or 5 summers. I don't talk about that often, or like it's never been brought up on any shows. Why? Because how I'm edited, and you know, just because I'm not going to use that as like leverage to get ahead in any way, you know.
So do you think Dean uses that as a leverage?
No, I'm not saying that at all, but I'm just saying that you know, they don't know about Vinny's, maybe, you know, his dad or my dad as well, you know.
Yeah, everyone has their own thing. Like, we don't know too much about their backgrounds for sure. And I think it's just like a way to kind of connect with someone. If you can relate in that sense, it makes it easier for like to start a foundation for a relationship. But
Another relationship that we saw was the Raven triangle. So it was like Robbie and Raven.
That was hilarious.
That started quick.
Guys,
that was quick.
The most cringeworthy thing ever. Oh, man, it was so bad.
It's so funny watching Robbie come down with like his hair and like his eyes and like looking like he's like Ken and all the girls being like, whoa. Like, too much, slow down. So to see him being so confident and going on this date with Raven and then her to be like,
no.
Sorry, not
so
interested.
So funny, yeah, it was so funny. And then the way they edited it, too, I just love it, you know.
It reminds me of Grease. It's like what the boys are saying about the girls are saying about the boys.
It was so funny. Well, something else I thought was funny, too, was Ben Z. And he just kept talking about his dog.
Was, I don't know if it's just, I mean, obviously, that's the thing, again, with editing, is that he's obviously not going to be talking about dogs, you know. When I was there, I didn't hear anything about dogs. But, you know, still it was a little bit, you know, crazy, you know.
It was a little much, right? Yeah. Okay, I'm glad I wasn't the only person.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah, it was crazy, yeah.
Listen, I want someone to love me.
But, you know, to be honest.
The way he loves his dog.
I met Ben, and he's one of the coolest guys I've met. Like, he's awesome. I really like that guy. Someone I would hang out with as a friend, you know.
I hope him and Raven hit it up because she actually seems really funny and chill, and I like her a lot on Bachelor in Paradise. I liked her on Nick's season too. And Ben Z just seems like chill and fun.
Yeah, he was.
And he loves his dog. Like, who doesn't want a guy that loves their dog?
I think that's why he'll have the upper hand in this, because Robbie's just like in your face, and Ben Z at this point is just very like, all right, I'm gonna let Raven come to me.
However, when we came back, I feel like something happened between Amanda and Robbie during those 2 weeks off, because oh, Danielle, do you know something we don't know? He's like, ha ha, you're right.
Vinny,
that's a telling look.
They can see you being like, no, I don't.
For anyone
no,
on
I
camera.
Don't. No, I just I made a comment after the fact. I mean, I don't know what happened with them when we were shut off. I just thought it was.
Well, we have to wait for more episodes to come still. So I mean, we're thinking ahead.
they're going to head.
Anyways.
Well, as a viewer who hasn't seen anything, who wasn't there, that's definitely something I observed, that there was for sure more chemistry between them.
Well, those are future episodes. We don't know what's going to happen until then, you know.
It's in the future.
Someone else who was kind of a hot commodity was Jasmine. Like, first night, it felt like everyone was on the Jasmine train. And
well, who was on there? That was Saint Nick. Yeah.
And Matt. But then I think...
Well, she went... Didn't she go more for him?
No, he was interested in her.
But then now it looks like she's coming too hard, and he's getting kind of scared.
Real hard. She is trying to tie him down. He's like T-Rex. I'm going to go to bed. Yeah. I just got to go. And she's like, okay, like, see you tomorrow. She's like, oh, no.
Good night.
I think she went wrong where she was telling him... like, what to say if another girl came into the picture.
That was my favorite.
That, for me, I was like, girl, I feel you. Stake your claim. That's your boo. I get that. But, like, that's, like, the fastest way to get someone to push, to, like, run away from you.
Some guys will like that. Some guys won't, you know?
But you have to be perceptive of that.
Exactly. I agree.
Speaking of perceptive, Alex is not.
Oh, I was just like, man, all I got to say is, you know, after these last two episodes, I'm going to look. I mean, it's going to be so easy for me to look good. Really? No, I mean, I can look like the biggest idiot and still come across as good. Just with whatever kind of stuff comes out of my mouth, it's going to be easy, you know? I feel I'm confident with my edit in the future.
Yeah, but not for nothing. A man that just sat there and doesn't say... Like, she could say... Like, why wouldn't she address it more?
No,
like,
I know. I'm not into she's you. The kind of person that...
What, take the attention and just let him waste his time?
She has no, like... She doesn't
Okay, maybe he was a little aggressive. Maybe he was a little too persistent. But
she
how
doesn't
was
have,
she
like, the backbone to say something right up front.
Guys, body language. She was
literally
like this.
Of course, it was so obvious. It was obvious.
He was there, she's just looking away.
All right, maybe the last part.
If someone did that to me, if I was sitting with them, I'm like, okay, they don't want anything to do with me.
Pick up on that. That's what was so crazy, but he didn't pick up.
No, but I mean, Vinny's right, and I think Raven said that too. Like, she's too nice to say anything.
Right.
But then,
which is not a bad thing.
But then Raven was like, you should move on, and he didn't get it at that point.
Right. Oh, that was crazy.
But you can't fault the guy for trying. And part of me wonders, like, is he really into Amanda, or is he just trying to get that rose and feel like he invested?
Well, he said a couple comments that made it sound like he really wanted the rose as well.
Yeah, that's what I got from the end of it. He's like, well, before we left, you know, and then we came back. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Like, am I still getting your room?
It just was like, all right, ease into it a little bit.
There was so much awkward the last couple of episodes. I love it.
I have to address this because the chat roll was going crazy about it. Everyone feels like Alex is getting body shamed. And because he's short.
Well, to be honest,
and Vinny, you were guilty of that. And it's funny. Like, I mean, the jokes that people make, I feel bad. Like, because obviously.
They're lighthearted. They're lighthearted, I think, the jokes. Yeah. And, you know. If you have a good confidence and whatnot, I think girls will, you know, still pay attention to you. But it's going to be, I mean, disadvantage maybe.
I also doubt it's the first time he's heard that.
Of course not.
32 years of living,
you know,
too,
or how old he is. But
yeah, I made a comment on JoJo season two. We just texted. He's like, dude, killing me, huh? I was like, yeah, yeah. It's just all in good fun.
It's fun. But that's what this Paradise is about. It's, you know, it's like a lot of joking around and whatnot.
It's more like tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, of course. That's when you're talking to the producers in interviews, it's a lot of that, you know?
Yeah.
And you can see how they edit it as well. It's a lot of kind of light, silly and whatnot. And that's what it works well for the joking side, you know? It worked well for me last season, being sarcastic and whatnot, and my dry sense of humor.
People are kind of freaking out about is Taylor and Derek.
Yeah, they're going hard.
They're going hard.
Freaking out in a bad way?
I think people are just uncomfortable. And to be honest with you, I'm one of those people.
In which way?
Me too.
Because I kind of, I feel bad saying this. Derek, I feel bad talking about him. I don't want to say he comes off a little creepy, but he comes off a little creepy. And Taylor, you don't think so?
I wasn't like
Derek,
uncomfortable
you're a creep,
by
bro.
Derek.
No,
I was uncomfortable by Taylor.
I was uncomfortable by Taylor.
Yeah, Derek doesn't bother me at all.
Well, okay, so last night I was a little uncomfortable by Derek. And then tonight, like, Taylor just comes on so strong and she's so awkward that I feel like the two of them.
Yeah, it kind of works well. It kind of works
totally
together.
They're going to get married, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with Taylor. She got a very. Like overshadowed by Corinne on her season, she really didn't get to voice who she was. So now, I mean, she's getting a little play. She's got a man. She's got her swag.
She
got
that swagger. Think she was overshadowed by Corinne and didn't voice her opinion because she talked.
Well, okay,
a lot.
She voiced her opinion, but she never got to have that like whole romantic thing on the show. So
right,
now she's got
like
she got her little thing.
It was always like the defensive.
She's feeling herself, you know. So she's being a little more vocal about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't fault her.
No.
Did you see a connection with them
Derek's
right
still
away?
A creep. I'm just kidding. Yeah. My boy, that's why I'm saying it. Derek, you're a creep.
I'm going to be a creep catcher.
They do look really happy, though.
No,
they
do.
So,
no, they, yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
So you were in this situation last year, right, where you coupled up very quickly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, from what we saw, it seemed like you fell in love or you fell pretty hard. Did you have any advice to guys who are maybe coupling up so quickly like Derek?
I didn't really have it. I didn't really give him like direct advice, but I did talk about it a lot while I was there. I was like, listen, kids, when I was your age last year. But so, I did voice that opinion all. I said, just, you know, think about that there's still other people coming here and dig deep right away because time is not of the essence, especially when we were shut down and we only had 12 days left. Right. I just said, just get under that hood and find a lot. You know, find out what matters about the relationship that you're trying to build, not just the surface level stuff. I did say that, but they didn't air it, but...
I mean, I think that's great.
It still counts. Like, it still counts.
Well, I think Matt listened to you, and that's why he got called.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Maybe Dean, too.
But sometimes, you know, like on these shows, you know you're pressed for time, so you got to, like, maybe feel like you got to move a little bit faster, you know? And sometimes, you know, for example, they met each other, they really like each other. It's hard not to have those feelings and, you know, move fast. You know, some people move fast, some people move slow, and I don't blame them for how things are going down.
Who do you guys want to see couple up this season? Renee.
Oh, gosh. Who do I want to see couple up?
Besides Daniel and Lacey.
I was actually just going to say that because I loved her little... Daniel and Lacey.
Oh.
That was great. I loved that moment. I'm not sure. I will say, Taylor and Derek make me a little uncomfortable right now, but I'm hoping they grow on me throughout the season.
Do you think that they're the Evan and Carly of this season?
No.
Okay.
The Evan and Carly of this season?
Well, they obviously made everyone feel really uncomfortable. I mean, they made
me... No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I can see that, yeah.
Evan and Carly made me feel so uncomfortable that I almost felt bad being so happy for them this episode because I was like, shit. All last year, I was like, ew. That was my reaction. Ew. I mean, by the way, congratulations. But you know what I mean? So, I guess they're not the Evan and Carly.
That was my pick, too, only because they've just hit it off from the beginning, so I want to see where that goes. But something tells me that... it won't last, only because...
Between Taylor and Derek.
Yes. I want to see them work out, but I don't know that they will, only because I have a feeling that Taylor might get in her head a little bit, just because we've seen that from her prior, in her last edit on Nick's season, and then so far, you can see her kind of just, like, peeling back the layers of trying to let him in and, you know, be open to this, so I don't know if she'll get in the way of that becoming what it's supposed to be.
Do you think he's emotionally intelligent enough for her?
He must be if she's spending time with him.
Something else, too, that I thought was so funny was Wells. Wells has returned, and they fired Jorge because of it. I'm just kidding.
No.
I don't think so.
Jorge's doing Jorge's tour.
That is awesome. Yeah, so does he have his own tour company now?
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram. He's killing it.
That's awesome. Yeah. But he was crying. So he was really emotional. I really hope they didn't replace him for Wells. That would have
blown. The funny thing about Wells getting there, and people don't realize, like, they think he's just doing like a little cameo. He's making it. The poor kid really like had like a work shift. Like, he was there cutting limes. Getting the... I swear to God.
Yeah, no, I seriously...
Getting the cuffs, like, he's, like, with a towel wiping. Like,
wait, so
I was like, literally working.
I know what that's like.
He literally was, like, it was his job.
So he was hired by the resort?
Like, literally.
ABC, so he got an hourly fee?
Like, I swear to God.
No, he probably... I don't know.
So when we got... funny
daily fee or whatever.
Funny inside story. So when we got shut down, you know, we're trying to make light of the situation, and I think Wells was, like, talking to the producers, and... The producer's like, well, dude, you got a job. You're staying. Like, it made it, like really, like, he was, like, sitting there cutting.
Wait,
like,
so he stayed there while
No, they just made a joke. They're like, we don't know where you're going because you work for Vedanta now. But
oh, my gosh. Yeah,
it was good having him as the bartender.
Did he give some great advice?
Well, and that's another thing, too. He knows us all, you know. He's friends with all of us, so you can use him to your advantage. You can try to get the inside scoop and... You can try and get both sides of the, you know, with the girls and the guys. So it's a good dynamic to have him there.
Do you think that anyone's going to fall for Wells?
Oh.
I don't think so. I mean, people...
You're like, no,
that's shut down.
No, I just think that people know that he's kind of like off limits and they just, they don't want to take any risks by investing any time in that, in Wells. And so I think they just want to focus on who's available.
I don't know. Girls love guys who are emotionally unavailable.
Yeah, that's true. Sure. It's true.
Also, I thought from the next time on Paradise, like seeing how Kristen is thrown into the mix and she has like this connection with Jax Stone, but then also has drama with Jasmine over Matt. Like, where did that come from? I'm curious to see how that plays out, too.
I don't know. Whatever they did with the previews, like, a lot of shit went down in 12 days. That's all I have to say. I was shocked.
Yeah.
The thing with, I think the girls with this season, there's a lot from the same season. So they're all very connected, and they all know each other's background drama and who's hanging out with who on the weekends. Like, I think my last season, there wasn't really a lot of girls in the same season.
No.
So like a lot of personalities and clashes and cliques and clashes. So I think that like the whole outside world is now bringing it into Paradise, the drama of the like who's hanging out, who hooked up with who already. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like you kind of see that already happening with Kristen crying and Jasmine just beast mode.
Yeah, she is beast mode. Yeah, I mean, next season, that cast rolls deep. Yeah. For sure.
They're all really close. I mean, my sister hangs out with Taylor all the time. They're good friends.
So. Yeah.
And your sister is going to be on the show. Christine's sister is going to be on the show. No big deal, you guys.
I know. I already spoke to my mom about it, and we're all just, you know, biting our nails, waiting to see what happens.
I love her braids. She's killing it with those braids.
I love her twists. They're so nice. I was really excited for her to go back, though, because I wanted her to just take this chance and not give up after, you know, next season and the edit that she got. And I'm really excited for everyone to see her personality because she's great and she's hot.
She's cool.
I happen to know her, but other than that, I'm excited. I mean, I saw her kissing a girl in the preview, so I was like, Dom, what's going on,
girl?
Let's talk about this.
That's good.
Maybe she'll let me throw out some spoilers next episode. I don't know.
Vinny, I saw that you weren't the focus in that much of this episode.
Yeah, where were you?
Yeah.
Where were you?
Okay, sleep? I was trying to put it nicely.
I know Vinny likes to sleep.
So,
taking naps?
I saw on Twitter that a fan said to you, I would personally pick Vinny, and it doesn't seem girls are into him. You responded by saying, some girls worry about IG followers.
Oh, dirt.
I deleted it, I guess.
Dirt, you deleted it. Why did you delete it?
Tweet and delete it.
They people found out. Wait, that's going out there, buddy.
So, I didn't know that you
shade.
Deleted it.
Throwing shade there.
So, what girls were you referring to?
Oh, yeah, what girls?
I'm not going to give names.
Okay.
Not going to give names.
Okay,
come on.
So here's the thing.
Who's not? Let's go. How about who's not?
A lot of these girls get caught up. A lot of these girls... that are
okay. I'll say it.
No, I'm gonna say it.
Let me say it. I'll take one for the team. I'll take one for the team.
I'm gonna say it.
If I had 10 million followers, girls would be throwing themselves on me left, right, and
center. Okay, it's kind of that. Okay, there's situations when you go on these shows, and you got to realize that girls that come on the seasons after they are fans of the show. So like, I feel like they go after these people, like these top five guys, like these top. These VIP guys, and they're just going after them because they got this image. They're endorsing all these products, and they have all these followers. And it's like, what do they really do outside of their Instagram world? Well, do they have a job?
Robbie is a social media influencer.
Okay. That was crazy. Hey.
You know what I mean? So when I was there, as you could tell, I'm not really around in those first couple episodes. I was just really bored. Like I wasn't really enjoying myself talking to anybody that was there because like I just feel like they were just wasting their time with other people.
So do you feel like people are almost pairing up with people who are just as popular, more popular, to get more followers?
I don't know. It might sound like I'm being salty for saying this.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if they are, but I just think that they just look for the wrong things.
Well, I mean, it's obvious if people are coming on the show and they already have boyfriends.
I said that months ago.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't think we're blown away by that response. It's just funny to see someone say it, and especially it's funny because when we saw Raven and Robbie's date afterwards, she was kind of making fun of him for calling himself a social media influencer. So it's an interesting dynamic.
It's a valid thing to bring up. I'm sure, you know, fans of the show are wondering the same thing because, like, Dean and Christina hit it off and they were fan favorites on their seasons and kind of, like, people who were in that top five realm. So I can see how, you know, people might put two and two together with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And I'm happy, actually, you took that approach because you could have been an Alex in this situation and aggressively gone after one person the whole time.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We don't know what's going to happen.
Like, I'm big. I'm like a chameleon. I'm big on my environment. Like, if I'm just not feeling it, like, I'm just like...
Well, don't ruin it. Good. See what's going
to
happen.
No, I mean, yeah, no, I'm still there, but, I mean, it's just...
What are you saying? What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying I wasn't feeling the girls that were there when I was there. I mean, I'm not going to let somebody that cast the show predict my future because they put those girls there.
Good for you.
I'm not going to let that put a judgment or a stamp or something on my dating.
You always have me.
Yeah.
So we see guys like Saint Nick, right?
Right.
Who are like dying for a rose and trying to like make a connection happen. Did you not feel this pressure to at least talk to or communicate with one of the girls to get a rose?
I did. I make my rounds. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anyone that you hit it off with that we haven't seen yet on camera between this first episode?
I mean, I
without giving away too
much. I turn the gas up the next couple.
Ooh.
Of
wait, I feel like
you
we
better
saw
not be
fucking hitting me.
Hey, you're right beside me. What do you expect?
Jesus Christ.
I feel like we saw a little chemistry between you and Alexis.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was unfortunately.
It was quick.
And then what about you? You're trying to
it
get
was quick.
There.
But she's very hard to keep on track. Like,
what do you mean by
just
that?
Like
she has ADD?
Yeah.
Like,
my eyelash fell off. I'm out. Like, that's just like, no, she's cool, but like, she's very hard to keep on track.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like as a Jersey girl, I'm like always on Alexis's side.
No, and I am too. Like, she's great. Yeah. Like, we were texting today because about the whole thing with us commenting on
with Alex.
But Alexis, love you. It's just hard to keep on track.
Okay, shark, dolphin, who knows?
Maybe she was. Didn't
I feel like everyone has like a an animal that they relate to on the show. Whether it's a dolphin, you're a chameleon. Like, what did you feel like was your animal?
Well, last
on the
year
show?
I was an eagle.
Yeah, it was an eagle.
Right, it was eagle. Yeah,
this
eagle.
Year.
I don't know what if I make any animal references or not. Maybe like a wolf, you know, because I'm not like a sheep, I guess.
You came in ready. Okay, I like that.
He's like howling at the girl. Okay, you guys, I mean, we don't really see too much else. I feel like we've dissected the episode pretty far. I cannot believe they left us without a rose ceremony.
Mm-hmm. I know, it feels like they're dragging it on so much, you know. I just want, let's get the show on the road.
Which is crazy because it was only 12 days of filming.
Yeah.
And I think we do have to talk about the wedding that went down, Carly and Evan's wedding, even though I really couldn't care less, to be honest with you.
Spent a couple minutes. Just a couple.
I would say I was not interested
in
their
story.
I didn't see
that. I didn't see it, but, you know.
But I did cry.
The biggest thing
is,
sweet. You know, they're happy. That's the main thing. And yeah. That it shows that, it can work. And I think out of all the couples, they're probably one of the strongest. And,
did they show Wells roasting everybody?
No.
Oh,
he
that
everyone?
Happened in real life.
What?
Yeah.
What was he?
He was just like just ripping on everybody.
Oh, because you went to the wedding.
I wasn't allowed.
Why?
Because I was.
You weren't allowed. Yeah, part of the original cast. Yeah.
I was mad. I mean, Evan like physically
Cause
invited
he's a good
me.
Friend. Yeah.
Yeah, I got invited as well, but since you know we're part of the potential cast or cast.
Yeah. Apparently, Wells was just ripping on everybody, and it was pretty funny.
That is interesting. They showed him as a groomsman, and they showed Jade and Julia as bridesmaids for Carly. And obviously, we joke around here. I know, like, I'm giving Carly and Evan some hate, but like, so happy for them. And
yeah.
It is amazing to bring it back to what this show is all about. And if they did find love, like, I mean, we wish them the best. That's what we want to see.
They're both great
show.
People.
Totally.
They're both great. Yeah. Evan's a great guy, and Carly's amazing. So I'm glad that's just.
And they both look
and
so good.
Is she pregnant? Oh, yeah. She's pregnant. Isn't she pregnant?
She got knocked up.
I saw it on Twitter. Yeah, I saw it on the internet.
They're having a baby.
What?
You didn't know that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You made me nervous. I feel like I just released something. No, but there was something
on Twitter.
They announced it.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Yeah,
wait, that's so exciting.
They're expecting.
Yeah, they seem so happy, which is awesome.
Okay, good.
That's awesome.
So it does work, see?
Bachelor babies.
I don't know if we're going to get an engagement out of this season of Paradise. Part of me feels like they shouldn't allow it to happen since it's only 12 days. And part of me, I don't know. Obviously, that's what you want out of the show, too, so.
I don't want any
Do you guys
engagement.
Think there'll be an engagement?
That's so weird and disingenuous.
Yeah, it's already, like, suspect that people get engaged after a couple, what is it, like, 4 weeks now?
Yeah.
You gotta cut down.
4 weeks?
People are going to be like, all right, this is getting a little
Too much.
Yeah, nothing like scandal to make you want to marry somebody, you know? Just, like, the whole vibe of the show is, like.
Well, that's like a sex tape, you know? You got to do what you got to do to make that money nowadays. Kardashians.
You said that on the show, right?
Kardashians did it. What I was saying basically was, you know, I'm obviously making fun of Kardashians and Paris Hilton. I'm making fun of society that people are looking up to these people and people are making money and, you know, are super famous and super wealthy and huge public figures because they made a sex tape. You know, it's just pathetic. So that's why I was being sarcastic.
I mean, obviously. We get that, but also. You are on a show that is putting yourself out there and is about finding love. So, I mean, you're not necessarily having sex and making money and selling your tapes, but you know what I mean? It's still
you're
like.
You're doing it the right way.
You're doing it the right way.
Unfortunately, we're not making money like you might think we are, you know?
A couple months, pennies
compared to what they make on the sex tape.
Well, if Daniel releases a sex tape, you've heard why here first. So
by Dolce Productions.
Is that
his? That's his company, Dolce Productions.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. Okay, you guys, give us your
predictions,
Christine.
Vivid.
What do you?
Oh my God!
What can you predict? Give us something crazy for this season.
Yeah, what do you predict? I want to hear. I want to see if you're right.
I got a question for the girls after this,
though.
Okay. Oh, maybe we should do a question first.
Okay. Yeah. From a girl's perspective, who do you guys think will be the next Bachelor?
Yes.
Peter.
I'm on Team Peter.
Peter.
Me too.
I'm on Team. I don't even see the season.
I'm just guessing. Do you think they're going to make the drama about who are the two people that
they never did that this year though?
Like who they're going to love?
Perhaps between him and Eric. I don't think after the season it will be Dean.
Yeah. No, I don't think so too. No.
But America started to love Eric after all of the whining edits went away.
I think Rachel should have picked Eric.
They
vibe so
agree
much.
Agree with you.
You know, they were just they had a lot of fun.
Who do you want to be?
She just said Peter.
You think?
Oh, I want it to be Peter.
Are you kidding me? They both are saying they're going to apply for the show.
Peter. I mean, yeah, I think it'll be Peter. But I also just from like reading the social media chatter, a lot of people have been doing like Wells for Bachelor because they just love him in this like, you know, kind of endearing role as the bartender and being that like just that guy there who's like cool and hanging out with the cast. So maybe that'll get some, you know, attention. But I still think it'll be either Peter or Eric. Plus, how cool would it be for them to follow up the first African-American female lead with a male lead? If ABC was going to do it any time, it's going to be now. As cliche as that is, it's going to be now.
I agree.
Yeah.
So
I thought for a second it was going to be Ben.
Ben.
And he was rumored.
Higgins?
Again? He was asked to be the next Bachelor.
You know how many people would be pissed off if that? Because you just affect.
But people.
Can you imagine Nick becoming the Bachelor again? Like, are you kidding me?
Nick is still in a relationship. Ben is not.
Let's just say, in a year from now, you know what I mean? Can you imagine?
I mean, I agree, but that's who I thought it was. But he shut it down. He said he would be open to it, but not this season.
Even I would be pissed.
I think it's going to be Peter. I feel like at this point, America is so invested in Peter's story that it can't not be him.
Yeah.
Ben's having more fun on Ashley Eye's podcast right now. Yeah. I don't think he's trying to be the Bachelor.
Wait, who do you guys think that Rachel made the right choice in choosing Brian?
I didn't see the season, so.
I think. She seems happy, but
I only watch TV shows that I'm on. Okay. I know it's going to be good. I don't want to watch stuff that's going to bore me, you know, to be honest.
You know, I think the whole thing with why she didn't pick him because
he wasn't ready to propose.
I mean, that's normal, you know?
That's
what
we were saying.
And then she didn't want him to be the Bachelor or something like that, wasn't there?
Twice. She said, this process just isn't for you. It just doesn't work for you.
Oh, but I can do it.
I respect the little pain and sheddiness.
I did not appreciate it every now and again. Peter for Bachelor.
No, I think it was hilarious that she did that. But you know what? I think she was valid in saying that, too, because he was saying, I'm not ready to propose to you.
That's true.
And that's kind of what this is about. It's about falling in love, and hopefully there's an engagement
at the end. Don't force it.
Right.
But if he's saying, I'm not ready to propose, then she's kind of right in saying that this isn't the right necessary, like, scenario for you to fall in love. You know?
I think if Peter had the right girl, you'd want to get
engaged. That's what I was saying. I think Rachel maybe it was
if anybody has the right girl or guy, I think they'll do it.
Would you guys be interested in being the next Bachelor?
There's been talk about me and Vinny potentially being the co-Bachelors.
Wonderful.
Brittany and Caitlin, maybe they'll vote between you guys.
Can you imagine, though, the amount of viewers I would get?
It'd be through
the roof.
I think this is the pitch to ABC right now.
Yeah, but here's the
thing. I mean, we're not just making this up right on the spot. I've already heard that.
Here's the thing. Like, we've commented about this before. You know, Ben was a great Bachelor, but he's obviously a lot different than myself. He's very clean cut guy. You know, he's just like a 9-to-5-er.
He's so politically correct.
Yeah, but he was a great Bachelor. He was young. How old was he? 26?
He was like 26.
You know,
he killed it. He killed it. He's very articulate. I just think that I'm not clean cut enough or something like that. I would love to do it.
Oh, who wouldn't?
I think you're perfect.
Oh, thank you.
I mean,
like, when have you ever heard like a guy named Vinny as the Bachelor on ABC?
You're too rough around the edges.
Is Vinny short for Vincent? Can we go with that?
Vince, the next Bachelor.
Yes, that does.
Vince sounds a little too pornish, though.
Vincent.
Then I feel like my mom's yelling at me.
Vinny.
I know that's hard.
Mom or all of America.
Yeah,
so.
That's hard though. 25 girls. I had a problem just picking between Sarah and Izzy one time, but like. Throw 25 girls in there, I'll be an emotional wreck. Huh?
Anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, it is probably very difficult being the Bachelor.
I got a question. What do you want to see happen this season? Tell me some stuff.
I think I would really like to... I'm very excited to see the drama that folds with Dean and all of his ladies. Mm-hmm. Just because all of his Deanie babies. Because I feel like America is just so in love with him, and they think he's so innocent that I just want to see what happens.
Exactly, I agree.
And also, he's already apologized on Instagram, being like, I kind of mess up this season. He's really good at saying the right things, too.
Yeah, he is.
So he's already apologized for any actions. So obviously, he's doing something worth apologizing for.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
That's interesting.
So you want to see that? What do you want to see happen this season? Or what are you looking forward to, potentially?
Well, her sister's going. She wants that.
I know. I'm looking forward to Dom finding love, although I know how that ends up. But I'm just really honestly excited about this season's cast. There's so many different characters. Obviously, with Rachel's season bringing in just more people of color and just different stories, I think it's just a really weird bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
No offense saying by that. Different eclectic personalities. So I want to see just how that plays out. Honestly, I know I don't have like a specific thing, but I was kind of bored by the first two. So I don't have like I want to see this happen yet. I really want to see more from this cast.
I want some love triangles. I want some heartbreaks. Yeah. I want Alex to go home.
Damn, shade.
Oh, no. I mean,
shade.
Yeah, we're throwing a lot of shade. Just to calling Daria creep, Alex, too.
Whatever.
I do have a prediction now.
Let's hear.
That Lacey and Alex go home first, those two.
I don't think so. I feel like Lacey, that's who Daniel's filming a sex tape with, Lacey. Oh,
you're right. Maybe not.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, maybe
Dolce
not.
Productions right here.
You're right, though. I forgot about that. So maybe just Alex.
Why would it be Lacey?
Well, I don't know. There was literally like a 5-minute segment about how she's waiting for you to come, and then you're on a bed with someone in another preview. So, like, it could potentially be that.
Maybe.
Also, you just said that you were excited to see Lacey, and you were
talking about her before. No, you said what people were I potentially excited for.
Okay.
And that was one of them.
One of them.
Vinny being another.
You know what I always wonder? It felt to me watching it that like Raven was the hot girl in the house. Like her and Amanda were like the two girls that you want to be with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel like there was an overall consensus of like who's the number one girl, who's the number one guy?
Oh, definitely. Raven was like tug of war. It was like the Raven show.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about Raven that guys are so engulfed
in? I just feel like a lot of the guys on these shows are very like ego driven. So it's like, it's that top girl. I gotta go after
I agree.
That top girl.
Like, she has almost 800,000 followers.
Yeah. I mean, that subliminally could be helping out, but it's
100%.
Like, you know, the very competitive guys that even put themselves on these television shows.
Well,
I think that's the thing. Like, I gotta go after Raven because she's the cream of the crop. I gotta go after Amanda because she's the cream.
I agree. And
they're
also,
both pretty.
But they also, you know, another reason is because they get more airtime, so people get to see them more and maybe get to learn about them more.
Yeah.
While someone who doesn't get much airtime goes home early, they don't really know much about them. Plus, they only have 5,000 followers or whatever it is, you know?
But don't get me wrong. Raven's beautiful. Amanda's beautiful. I'm not just saying because they're whatever. But
so who are the top guys? Who did all the girls want to be with?
Who was was it just Dean? That was it. Dean and...
Well, I mean, Dean... Who,
and Robbie?
I think
I don't think
everyone
was.
To be honest, I think
Robbie.
the best to just wait and find out because, I mean, really, it's, I don't really know. I mean, there was nothing crazy that stood out to me.
Well, I feel like right now it only seems to be like Dean. I feel like that's who everyone's vying for. But I guess we'll see what happens. So, you guys, obviously Bachelor in Paradise, like, take us into your world. Daniel, you're filming a sex tape. Vinny, what else do you have going on?
Speaking of filming, like, you know, I'm obviously, I'm in the process of filming a documentary about my life, you know, about, like, my DJ career and now being in this whole whirlwind of Bachelor stuff. And then me and Daniel are, you know, the same stuff that I'm filming for myself. Me and Daniel are trying to get something going of our own to be on TV. So
that's exciting.
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
and I've been on tour now for a couple months. I've been DJing for about 12 years, and you know, this show has given me a great great opportunity and pedestal to kind of boost my career and the social media following to be an influencer.
Are you still based in Miami?
Yeah, South Florida. Okay. Yeah, so I'm down there. I'm actually DJing this Friday at Argyle in Hollywood.
I love the Argyle.
Come
through.
That's crazy.
Wait, we want to come. Will
probably
be there.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have to.
We're going to also be at Sound Nightclub. How's Sound? We're going to be there Thursday.
Yeah.
Never heard of it?
I haven't been. I've been to the Argyle.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are going to get us clubbing for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
Party.
Hang out. We'll
but
crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so if anyone's based in L.A., go see Vinny on Friday.
We'll be DJing at Argyle. I'll be DJing Friday and then
Sound Nightclub on
Thursday. Sound Nightclub.
Are you doing like an appearance?
Well, just hanging out. A couple pals. That's what we do.
A couple selfies, a couple give it a couple roses, you know?
Okay, cool.
You know.
What is one thing that you think that viewers will be interested to learn about you from the documentary?
Just more about, like, my backstory and, like, you know, I from DJing in the shittiest clubs to, like, now working in Vegas. And just, you know, how close I am with my mom and how going on this show has changed my life, you know, in a positive way. And, you know, people see that the type of person that I am. And I really don't know what else they could learn. It's in the process. So, I mean, something can happen in the next week that could be crazy for this documentary. So I'm just now, like, in the beginning process of it. But, you know, me and Daniel really are getting the ball rolling with something of our own. I think people, like, they like the bromance that we have, and people want
to
see
just,
more about
it. You know, we just like to have a laugh. We're both laid back. We don't take things too serious. I feel like we're quite real.
When did your bromance start?
It all started on March of 2016 when we went to the Bachelorette.
JoJo's?
I me and Daniel got heated one. I was just messing with him because his tie. I'm like, who the hell comes on a show with their tie up to their belly?
And the story
button?
Behind that is I still don't know how to tie a tie. Because anytime I need to tie a tie at an event, wedding, shows, whatever, there's a stylist or whatever. And I'm like, here, they do it for me. So the guy did it for me, and I didn't really pay attention. I was like, just, you know.
So what about the price tag of the buttermy shoe when you were walking away?
That, too. I don't look at my
shoe. He doesn't know how to tie a shoe. Clothes at him and shoes.
I was playing tough love with a lot of the guys in the first season of the Bachelor.
You were so wasted that night. Holy, I remember you were drunk as a skunk.
We all became great friends after.
And then, obviously, Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, then we started shaving each other's back. And
perfect. Well, I mean, I know I'm excited to see your adventures.
Oh, thank you.
So many
much.
Adventures.
You guys, where can everyone find you? Follow where? You?
Do you have Instagram?
What's that? Instagram? Or? I thought I
do you sell
MSN Messenger.
Do you sell teeth whiteners and detox?
No teeth whitener yet. Or detox.
What about sugar bear hair?
Fat I haven't done that yet. Fit fun.
Do you sell Canadian maple syrup?
Not yet. I do sell wooden chairs and mattresses.
My Instagram is at Vinny Vinsane. So is my Twitter and my website, VinnyVinsane.com.
Daniel.
Instagram is Daniel Sean McGuire. What's my Twitter? Daniel McGuire 85. Yeah. Website, DanielMcGuire.ca.
You have a website?
I got a website. Nice. I don't use it much, but, you know, just some pictures up there and a little bit about myself.
35 of your abs.
Hey, if you got abs, why not?
If you got him, might as well flaunt it.
If you got a Ferrari and you saved up and worked hard ass for that,
yeah,
you know,
you drive it.
He'll drive it away.
Well, you guys, now you know where to follow Vinny and Daniel. If you're in LA, check them out this weekend. They'll be at Sound on Thursday, Avalon on
Argyle.
Oh my gosh!
And then we're staying at what is it? The Hilton.
You guys are going to call the Fuzzy.
The Hilton room 303.
The Hilton.
Just don't bum rush them, guys.
He likes being bum rushed, but.
Thank you so much.
Dirty.
I'm so excited
Thank
to follow up
us.
And see you guys on the season and see your
Dirty
adventures.
Dirty joke. That's Dolce Productions over there.
You guys, I'm Christina Zias. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, across social media at Miss Zias, and my blog, MissZias.com. Christine?
And I'm your host, Christine Alexis. You can find me all over social media at Christine Bean.
And I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog, SextingAndTheCity.com.
And we'll be back next Tuesday to discuss the next two episodes of Bachelor in Paradise. See you guys next week.
Peace.
Dolce Productions, eh?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.